town of Normal has moved ahead on a design concept for the Trail East project. Joining us to talk about that and other developments is Mayor Chris Koos. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. Mayor Koos, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Good afternoon. By 5 minutes.
The Trail East project, your thoughts on the design concept just approved?
Actually, we did not approve a design concept. We got the input from the developer. We responded to it. The actual design review commission for the town of Normal will do the heavy lifting in terms of the design. And having said all that,
yeah, you generally signed off on it though and indicated approval in public comments.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty solid project. And as I said last night, it meets design guidelines in terms of massing and setbacks, the arcade, things like that, that are part of the master plan that dictate what buildings go around the circle.
So twinking around, though, with the idea of similarity in architectural feel, you're going to have three buildings now, Uptown One and Uptown Station and Trail East, that all really have the same sort of sensibility. Four, if you count the Children's Discovery Museum, although that has a little different vibe to it. Is that too many? Is that just right? Where do you cross the line between coherence and monotony?
Well, I think there's two things that are going on there. One, it was always envisioned that the buildings on the circle would have the arcade that is on Uptown Station and Uptown One. And that was a design concept from Farr & Associates as part of the master plan, where you'd have an area that people could walk around the circle out of the weather, sheltered. So that was an important part of the design. I think you also have to understand that, commercial building and that does tend to take a style, and a lot of that's driven by the economics of building buildings. And so, you're seeing a lot of buildings on the higher floors all over the United States with composite panels or metal panels on the second, third, fourth floor of the property, and that seems to be a design element. Now, we do not want it to be monotonous, so it has to be different enough from each other that it's not doing that, but it also has to be cohesive.
Here's the unfair question. Will this wear well? There are certain kinds of architecture that have really stood the test of time, and some of it really looks dated nowadays. Project out 30, 40 years.
Say, ask me in 100 years what that would be. In terms of style, I think it's unique enough. It's not going to win national architecture awards, and it's not, I can't think of his name, but it's not, iconic architecture by any means.
It's not Frank Lloyd Wright. It's not.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not Gehry. Sullivan. Yeah.
It's not going to be the Guggenheim in Bilbao, Spain, but it's solid, dependable architecture, and I think it reflects well, and they try as much as they can in materials, especially at the ground floor, that reflect the older parts of our community.
Let's move on to the extra $800,000 in tax increment financing money that the town has decided to kick in.
A little over $700,000, but we won't banter.
Okay. Why is that necessary? Make the case.
Higher costs, larger square footage on the building, acquisition of the developer's acquisition, not ours, of 106 Beaufort. All those added into requiring a little extra addition. In the neighborhood, if you'll recall, from our finance director's comments last night, in the public-private partnership, we're about 15% of the equity stake in that project.
Is that too much? Is that too little?
Depends on who you ask.
Yes, it does.
And 15% tends to be right in the wheelhouse, or right in the sweet spot of public-private partnerships. Now, I think it's important to say, and I didn't say it last night, part of our investment is to get higher quality buildings. I mean, without that investment, the buildings you'd see down there would not be as high quality because they simply don't pencil. We require a higher design standard around the circle and buildings in the uptown, and that's why we incentivize them.
The town is giving up some money, though, because of this. You're going to have to pay for the utility relocation costs rather than recoup them through TIF money. The town had planned on keeping some of the TIF money.
Well, I think the key of that is the TIF money. We were going to keep some of it, but again, the scope of the project expanded. We're going to have to do that, but without the project, none of these dollars would be spent.
Yeah, doesn't that cut against the no cash up front position the town had used before to help make the case for this project, though?
I mean,
you're going to have to pay for the utility relocation rather than, and there will be no recoup on that. So that's outlay
for the town.
Well,
there actually will be a recoup on that.
How so?
In the sense of the success of the project and the dollars. You're right, but those dollars come out of TIP dollars. They don't come out of general fund dollars.
Development impact fees have been an issue from time to time. How is this different? Why shouldn't the developer pay the town for the utility costs to make it happen?
Well, because part of the utility costs are ours. There are things that we need to do to make that whole block work better. Wider alleys, undergrounding utilities is always a better solution. As we did to the front of the buildings, we replaced all the water mains and connections to the building.
Mayor Chris Coos, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.